All right. Don Lemon has been criminally charged with the DOJ. I did just have a political little bit of an orgasm. I'm analyzing it now. Next segment, I'll break it down. Stay with us. But here's John Bowne's report on the spiraling Somali fraud.
It's the morning of March 15th. We're chasing a tip about a man who's leaving the country. Our sources tell us he just took a carry-on bag through security that was packed with $1 million cash. You can do that as long as you fill out one of these government forms. The money is usually headed to the Middle East, Dubai, and points beyond. Our sources say last year alone, more than $100 million cash left MSP in carry-on luggage.
How much money do you think has been sent around fraudulently here inside Minnesota?
Over the years, I would say anywhere from $80 to $100 billion.
The Somalian fraud is nationwide.
Columbus, Ohio has the second largest Somali population after Minneapolis. The money is in suitcases in Columbus. It flies to Minnesota. It goes to Minneapolis. Then the couriers in Minneapolis pick up that money, combine it with the money in Minnesota, and take it overseas.
What's the name of the child care here?
I don't know.
I ask, has this place ever been to child care? The woman says no. But obviously, Washington state records tell a completely different story.
Yeah, this specific address is locked into Washington state records as a daycare.
Yeah.
They have made $210,000 just this year.
And how many kids, again, is this place registered for?
Oh, that's the fun part. Three.
Three kids?
So this place are licensed for nine children.
Okay, this place is licensed for nine.
But they have six slots available.
Right.
Which means they only have three kids, and they've raked in $210,000 in tax money.
The Somali Education Resource Center, Suite 301 here at 299 East Granville Road in Dublin, Ohio. Now, the deal is that $14 million into this center here. This is a single office. And by the way, there's nothing inside it. We've already looked. It is very, very, very much dark, and it looks like there's maybe a couch inside.
The Democrats continue to play the race card, of course.
Whether you're Somalian, Italian, Indian, Irish, Jewish, I don't care. If you're stealing billions of dollars from American taxpayers, funneling it to terror networks, you do not belong here. That's not called immigration in America. That is called criminality.
What do you make of this argument of failure to assimilate and sort of ruining America? How do you understand this?
I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing.
The idea that this is a white nation that needs to be preserved is a fascinatingly disgusting view.
He's always been a racist, a bigot, a xenophobic.
The one place where we thought we would never experience this is the U.S. goddamn states.
How is one race being targeted when that supposedly victimized race is robbing Americans from every walk of life?
I'm a licensed private investigator in California. I started looking into state records, and I found ghost daycares. These are places where the state inspectors showed up. There would be 28 kids enrolled, and there were no kids there in the middle of the day and in the middle of the week.
The Attorney General of Washington State has called the journalists that are investigating the fraud that's going on. Yeah, that's apparently harassment.
We're at Helauli Safia Child Care Center in Kent, Washington. They have received $863,000 since 2023. I don't see any signs right off the bat that it's a child care.
Washington Attorney General Nick Brown has labeled it potential harassment that could lead to hate crime reports, emphasizing that unsubstantiated accusations and door knocking disrupts providers and families.
A lot of this is generated by the president and Elon
Musk. We'll be right back on the other side. So they say investigating fraud, they'll put you in jail. If you storm a church to scare children, that's okay. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
On the ground at Davos, just had some incredible conversations with the head of the WF, the head of BlackRock, and others. He's getting the videos ready to premiere them here in 1 hour. And we'll continue on with the fourth hour today with special guests as well. But I want to take a few calls in this hour. Specifically, do you agree? Do you disagree? How big a deal is it to have Trump declare the New World Order dead to its face? The globalists admit it's all falling apart. New international systems forming, sovereignty exploding. It's amazing. And what do you take about the left and all the increased violence and how they want a civil war? I haven't gotten into the new documents that we know about, because mainstream media is going, oh, look, a year and a half ago, the Democrat Party with the DOJ and the CIA and Penn State wargamed a civil war if Trump got back in around ICE arresting illegals and how they would foment the resistance. And I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah, we have the Podesta plan, already says it. Yeah, we have the movies they produce like Civil War. But this is more of it. That it's all premeditated. absolutely insane. And ICE is criminal, and ICE are Nazis, and they're arresting and disappearing citizens. None of that's true. They're doing exactly what they've done their entire history, under Obama, under all of them. The difference is the left's going out and attacking them. And then when I say, no, this is constitutional activity by the feds, it's, oh, you're a bootlicker. Oh, you love the police state. So you don't want any border. You want all the criminals in the jails being turned into the U.S. You want all these murderers to be able to rape and kill. I mean, what are you talking about? There's only 10,000 ICE enforcers trying to get 40 million illegals, trying to find millions of missing kids. Already found over 100,000, and you sit there and call them, and they attack them when they're saving kids in sex dungeons and drug dens, and they literally go, hey, we just saved 5 kids. And it shows them bring little kids out, and the left goes, we don't care, F them, F them. They'll openly defend convicted pedophiles and not want them deported. I've always supported constitutional action by the federal government and state government, local government. I'm not an anarchist. You got the wrong show if that's what you're looking for. I've said a million times, probably 10,000 times actually, but I'm not anti-government. I'm not an anarchist. I want constitutional limited government, a republic. I'm a student of Thomas Jefferson. I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I'm a Christian. I'm a father. And it is the Democratic Party that has brought in this permanent underclass to apportion all these new Democrat seats in Congress and to have them vote illegally, and we're checkmate. And to sign them all up for welfare that the Democrats siphon off of. The Somalis are just good at standing up for themselves in the trough and saying, no, we get a big piece of it. The other migrants just get robbed. Well, we're getting robbed. Just a fact. So, two Black Lives Matter organizers have been charged with violation, a conspiracy to violate American civil rights, and that's what this is. And Don Lemon, who was obviously an organizer and part of it, he even admitted it earlier, he was charged, but the federal magistrate refused to go forward. So the DOJ said they are going to go to another court and have his ass indicted. But it just, and listen, the Klan Act and this other act they use where they arrest people that are protesting in front of an abortion clinic and, you know, get 10 years in prison. I have said then and I'll say now those are unconstitutional. Doesn't mean I support the Klan, but notice it starts for the Klan and then it's pro-lifers. You see what I mean? And then in like in England, you're 100 yards from the clinic praying quietly and you get 3 years in prison. Same crap. So I even said earlier in the week, I said, you know, I bet the DOJ does indict a bunch of people because they know it's going to fall through. Just like the indictments they had of Comey and Letitia James were not done right. It's okay. Oh, you want indictments? Okay. We'll give you some that then fall apart. So I'm kind of torn. You know, at least Bondi's shown she has a pulse and they can do something, but then it's really, they could have called the police at the church and said, you're trespassing, get out, and then cited them. Yes, it was unsavory, screaming at the kids crying. Yes, they came to shut down their civil rights. Yes, they came to shut down their free speech. Yes, they came to bully them. If you could show in emails or text messages that they said, let's go intimidate them to silence their speech. That's like the mafia saying, we'll burn down your grocery store if you don't do what we want. So the laws, when they're narrowly looked at and you have proof that someone was trying to intimidate and silence someone, that's terrorism. What is the definition of terrorism? The threat or the carrying out of violence, either you know, the threat of violence or violence for political, cultural, or economic gain by a group against another group. That's the basic definition. So, yes, narrowly tailored, that's why the Supreme Court's upheld these anti-Klan laws, there are cases where it's constitutional. And I think here it is if they get the emails and the text messages, which they're bragging on video, they organized it, went down there, they have other Democrats saying, let's go to other churches, let's do this more. So, yes, if it was premeditated with the intent to make the church not support Trump and support ICE and to make them submit to their political will, which they were there yelling at them, you know, how dare you should do what we say, then it wasn't a protest to just have their voices heard and taking over private property, which is bare minimum trespassing, it then becomes racketeering, bullying, intimidation, terrorism. So, yes, then the Klan Act is constitutional. But the way it's been, these two acts have been implemented, and I've studied the law on it. I've talked to top lawyers. They agree with my analysis on it. It's most of the time, I mean, you see like, oh, you're across the street protesting an abortion clinic, and you get 2 years in jail. Well, I mean, what? They go, well, you're trying to stop somebody having their right to kill their baby. Well, you're not inside the abortion clinic. You're not in their face. And yeah, you can argue while abortion's legal and you go into the clinic and block them and do all that, you can argue that you're getting in front of somebody's civil right. But it's apples and oranges. So we'll be looking at all of that. But Don Lemon got paid a huge sum by, you know, to get on X. That wasn't enough for him. Then he tried to shake down Elon Musk and said, I'll call you racist if you don't give me even more money. And Musk simply said, hey, I want to have left and right on here. I wanted to fund some big influencers. People come on, just screw you. You're fired. I mean, Don Lemon is a joke. Normally his live streams got like 3,000 viewers. His videos, you know, of 5,000. When people make fun of him, you get some millions. So he's not popular on his own show. He's just popular when we're attacking him. But he did this strategically to be able to play victim. And he probably knew this was coming. So we'll see what happens. The two women, the judge did go along with the indictment. Don Lemon, because of the press, which you should protect the First Amendment, was like, well, he was the press, except he said he came there. He said he agreed with the. He said he agreed with what they were doing. He said, we're here to make you uncomfortable. Well, you didn't stand on the sidewalk and scream at the church. You can do that all day long. You went in the church and screamed at little kids and said, how dare you? You're evil. You're bad. You need to stop this. You need to stop supporting ICE. It turned out they weren't even supporting ICE, which is made up. So it is that attempt to bully people out of their political views in their own sanctuary that violates their First Amendment, which is now conspiracy against someone's rights. And our lawsuit that's imminent, we're just adding more to it right now. I mean imminent. I'm working on it this weekend. We have all the proof of the DOJ, CIA running all this, colluding with state actors to shut us down, admitting that was their plan in depositions and documents. I mean, it's cut and dry. And that's what this is conspiracy against rights. When a group organizes with government or other powerful institutions to try to come suppress and destroy somebody, that's illegal in this country. And so this is a big deal. But Lemon doesn't care. You know, Jussie Smollett was about to not get a pay raise. He was about to have a pay cut because the ratings were down on the show he had. So he went to a store, had these African migrants buy a little rope, a string, and buy some bleach. And then he said at 2:30 in the morning, and, you know, 20 below zero, two white guys jump out of an alley and dump bleach on him and say, this is MAGA country, N-word, and then cut his face. And the cops get there, and it's a fake makeup on his face and a little string, and they laugh at him. And the cops go get the surveillance footage, and they go find out right away none of it happened. But Smollett wanted to get increased funding. He wanted to be a hero. And it turns out now this black man and woman, this family, they have like six kids. They claim they're there some kind of sports practice last week. And they just randomly pull up where the big demonstration is and they get tear gas. Now the footage has been released, not by the feds. It's people wouldn't look to the footage, but everybody's shooting it. They run around for 2 hours in the riot while their kids are locked up in the van. Yeah, look, I mean, imagine the cops come to the house. Oh, Jussie Smollett, yeah, I got this noose around my neck. It's like fishing line. Let me give you a little newsflash. Even racist white people aren't in 20 below zero at 2:30 in the morning jumping out on black people randomly in a dark street. And then dumping bleach on you saying it's MAGA country, N-word. I mean, that is so ridiculous, folks. Here they are buying all the stuff so they can stage the attack on him. I mean, you know, randomly, like, jumping on a black dude at 2:30 in the morning in Chicago is a good way to get blown away. I mean, you think white people travel from another state to hide an alley for a black person, and of course it didn't happen. It's a lie. Just like, do you think ICE would hit a minivan full of kids for no reason? No. And they got these other Somalis like, oh, they banged my head in the wall and called me an N-word. And then ICE goes, okay, we're going to sue you. You want to retract that? We got the body cam footage. We did no such thing. You attacked us. That's what's crazy about the left, though. They don't seem to care if they're going to get caught. You know, with ICE, every day, they download all the footage, and they have special officers, just like they have at other agencies, just like they have at Blackwater, you name it. And they come in, and they have managers that look at their body cams. They speed through them. If ICE grabbed a black woman randomly and banged her head in the wall for no reason and then called her an N-word, as if they do that anyways, they'd be fired instantly. Instantly. But notice, the left doesn't care. You got this crazed guy that attacks the military and attacks everybody. We'll play him in a moment. He's all over the country screaming and yelling. He stands outside churches and calls them racist scum. He doesn't even know what church he's at. He does that in D.C. Now he's been challenging Bondi to indict him, begging over and over and over and over again. They got him. They arrested him. Good. You put the scumbag's name up on the screen. I forget it. I got him in the articles here. But don't turn this guy into a hero. The way to getting, and I know the DOJ knows this, but the lawyers sabotage, most of them are leftist. It's legal for him to go into church and scream and yell and act like a dick, okay? Until they tell him to leave and they give him a no trespass notice. But if he came there with directives and orders from a group to shut down their free speech and shut down their event, now it's racketeering. Yeah, there it is. William Kelly is now in custody. Our nation was settled and founded by people fleeing religious persecution. Religious freedom is the bedrock of our country. We'll protect our pastors. We'll protect our churches. We'll protect our American faith. Yeah, I mean, you already had Minnesota shot up a few months ago by the tranny, and they covered it up, and all these other attacks on churches. And I predict there's going to be more attacks now. So good, Pam Bondi. So now they've grabbed him. We'll see if a judge, you know, tries to say, oh, you can't charge him. I mean, the guy is beyond obnoxious. In fact, I've watched this guy for months all over the country scream at people, attack people, get in their faces, get in people's kids' faces, trying to get them to attack him. That's what he's looking for. He's a paid provocateur. I bet my right arm, you get it in his email, you get it in his text messages, he is being directed by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the DNC. And, look at that guy. I mean, oh, my God, please. Just that's why I don't go out. That's why I knew he was in Minnesota. I was going to go. I was about to buy the plane tickets. And I thought, God, if I see that guy, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but he's a big guy too, but I just can't help it. I mean, like, I'm like a sheepdog sees a wolf, man. And he is so hateful. He is so evil. He is such a liar. And the way he screams the National Guard and calls them effing cowards and scum and ICE. Yeah, ICE is outnumbered 1,000 to 1. There's only 10,000 of them total. They go into the lion's den and get attacked, shot, killed, rammed. And then they scream Nazi, 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 coward when they're saving kidnapped kids. I mean, it's the opposite of cowardice. They're David. The left is Goliath. Yeah, let's see some video from this sack of garbage. Just listen to his voice. It makes me want to climb the walls. Here it is.
Yesterday, I went into a church with Nakima Armstrong, and I protested the ICE leader in the city.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps.
So, you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it.
Well, I think he should spend some of that Soros money on getting his teeth cleaned. Man, that guy is just absolutely... That's Charlie Manson 2.0 right there. And now they turn their attention to the churches. to get even crazier lunatics to do you know what. Let's hear from MSNBC analyst Eli Mestral, says whites are the problem, including liberal white allies. I mean, they're literally teaching white people are fundamentally bad. And then, oh, I've got a CDC official famously in Texas saying white people need to get rid of the white people. They won't take the shots. Did you know it's actually in UN documents that say they've studied the founding of the United States, the founding of Texas is what they mentioned. And they say it's the Scots and the Irish. And they go back and they say it was the Scots and the Irish that triggered inside England the Magna Carta, even before that, after. And it was that spirit that led on to the Renaissance of rebellion and then to the United States. And their ideas were key in the South, the U.S., and then in Texas, which is all true. Because there were a lot of English involved, too, and Germans. But it was mainly Scots and Irish that were always being enslaved, always being dominated. That were, their culture was fight back. And so it's in literature everywhere by the globalists that it's the Scots and the Irish. The spirit of that is in the West and is in America. They've got to extinguish it because nobody else stands up like they do. I mean, 500 years, England trying to take over Ireland, 800 trying to take over Scotland. And so they talk about it. So when they say white people, they mean that. And they don't mean just because you got Scottish or Irish, you know, genetics. It means the idea of that. You want to know where it comes from. The founders wrote about it. I mean, it was that was a particular revolutionary spirit. And it was, some of it was in England as well, but not like Ireland or Scotland. And so they make movies about it, you know, William Wallace. So, I mean, the Romans couldn't conquer England. They were there for 500 years, couldn't get it, finally gave up and built Hadrian's Wall. So that's what they want to extinguish is that spirit, because a spirit can jump into anybody. You can be black and have that spirit. You can be, you know, I mean, seriously. That's 1776 worldwide, and they're so scared of it. Let's play those clips. Let's play MSNBC host, the white people, the problem, and then cut to this globalist, the head of the Texas Health Department and CDC, saying, yeah, we got to kill the white people. Here it is.
Answer the question of why it's working, why they think it's going to work, why Newsom and Schumer and them think it's going to work. And the answer, as is so often the answer to things that are bad, is white people. There are X amount of white people, still a majority of white people, who are all in on the racism and the bigotry and the sexism, and those are the Trump supporters. But there are Y amount of white people, white Democrats, white liberals, who, given the choice between radical change and fascism, are still like, is there a third way? Is there some, right? I don't like these choices. There are white liberals who want all of the economic benefits of oppression without any of the fasciastic downsides of authoritarianism, right? And they're trying to find it. They're trying to find how they can have just as much economic oppression as they want without any of the Nazism.
By the way, you know Asians on average have more money than white people. I mean, it's just like white people are all running around rich. Got a bunch of ultra-rich white people, but I mean, not on average. Listen, how about you take your fat ass to Africa if you think America's so bad, man? Seriously. Now, he's paid by the globalists to divide and conquer. He's a piece of crap. I want to play this white eugenicist, though, explaining we've got to kill the white people when we come back. I'm going to give the number out, too. Take some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
The stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No, what?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. All right, I want to take some calls on any subject you want to talk about, but there's so much happening in the world. Obviously, Trump in front of the globalists, their faces, all things that are happening. The left trying to push into pure civil war. New documents haven't gotten to yet. The toll-free number to join us. Let's do first-time callers right now. First-time callers only, please. 877-789-2539. Let's say if you haven't been able to get on in a year. Let's just say first time or callers haven't gotten in a while. I want to get people that haven't had a chance. Because you regular folks are so good at speed dialing. We love you, but, you know, come on. Give other folks a chance. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Now, again, the globalists know people were tribal. They know they can divide us and take all of our basic liberties away. They can get away with that if they make everything about racial division. But at the same time, when you're being racially demonized, you can't just roll over to it. You got to stand up and say, I'm not going to be controlled by that. So here's top CDC official. We'll just get rid of all whites in the United States who refuse vaccines. And you just heard the MSNBC host. White people are the ones that won't vote for communism. And, you know, that's not really even true anymore. You got close to half Hispanics voting for Republicans now. You got 40% of blacks doing it. They're waking up, folks. That's why the Democrats have got to bring in all these illegal aliens that they control to be their new voting block. And I know you know that, but the general public still doesn't get it, so that's why you get the word out. So here's the clip.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In your face. Absolutely in your face. And I mentioned this, but here's the article. I could spend an hour on this. We don't have time to do it, though. Family who raked in almost $200,000 in donations for claiming baby was tear gassed on way home actually took part in anti-ICE riot for 2 hours on video and left their kids in the freezing car while they did it. Just, it just goes on and on and on. And the best the Democrats can do is ICE detains 5-year-old, use him as bait. So if you're an illegal alien here and you got your kids here or you're drunk driving or whatever it is, yeah, your kids get scooped up in it. That's the way the world works. So it's simple. You're going to drink and drive. Don't do that either. But don't do with your kids in the car. Don't go to a big violent protest with your kids and then turn around later and say, oh, you weren't part of it. Now they've been caught in a lie. Now they've been caught in fraud. And what are they going to do? All right, I want to get into new documents that are out of how the Democrats a year and a half ago were saying if Trump gets back in, we're going to use uprisings against ICE as the pretext for a civil war. Now, I know that's already the Podesta plan. I know that's already in the movies, amen. I know, but now we have new documents out of Penn State with the DOJ and other agencies. So they're betting the farm on this. We already knew that. This is just more confirmation of that. That's coming up. But let's go to your calls. Tommy, Brandy, James, John, Forrest, you name it. Tommy in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Long time since I've talked to you, brother. Man, I tell you what. I'm right with Trump on this. It's time we call these people out for who they are and what they are. And once we get them called out, subpoena them, arrest them, and put them in jail. Better yet, bury him underneath the jail.
Yeah, the problem is that most, remember, Bondi wanted to charge some of the people at the ICE riots a week and a half ago, and then all 6 U.S. prosecutors in the area wouldn't do it, so she fired them. So that's the level of scum we're dealing with.
And Todd Blanche is at the top of the list of the scum buckets.
He definitely is, so that's a big problem.
But no, I do. I agree with what Trump's doing 100%. It's time to clean this mess up, and he's doing it the right way. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, sir. Brandy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller. I love your products. I use the X2 iodine, and I've changed people's lives with that because they have thyroid issues, and they're doing so much better now. But just wanted to ask you if you remember when Obama announced that he was going to have his own personal army of 250,000 members. And I just remember him saying that, but did we ever find out whether he actually created that army, where they are now? I just thought you might have some background on that.
Yeah, I mean, any totalitarian system always creates its brown shirts. The Nazis had it, the communists had it. And then they battle basically over who gets control during a totalitarian takeover. If you guys type it into YouTube, or even X will probably have it, type in Obama video, Obama. We need a civilian force just as big and just as strong as our military. So when he was running for office, he already had in Chicago, under federal funding through AmeriCorps, kids training with firearms to take on the white people. And they got it funded as a working group to help, you know, boot camp kids to be, you know, strong. But instead, it was all anti-white, basically new Black Panther Party stuff like you see. A lot of these new Black Panthers actually went through the program. And so, yeah, the famous clip is Obama said we need a domestic, you know, military force just as big, just as strong as our military. And that's exactly what that was. So now they do it through Antifa, Black Lives Matter. But it's mainly a bunch of crazy meth-head white people out there. A lot of them who are on government take themselves and part of the scams. And so absolutely, let's go ahead and roll that video. The crew found it. Here's Obama when he was running for office talking about it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Is that what you were talking about, Brandy?
Yes, it was. And Alex, could you also touch on the Smith-Mundt Act? And, you know, are we under propaganda still? Why has that not been repealed?
To be clear, you mean reinstated. Yeah, Obama, yes, at the start of his...
Still, is propaganda legal? Why would we be legalizing propaganda? Then the American people don't know what to believe.
Well, yeah, until Obama's second term, went back to the 40s, the CIA involved in domestic brainwashing was illegal. So they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, and then that's how, right before Trump got in, Obama set up the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act in the defense authorization, billions of dollars to set up all the stuff we saw that came after it, and all the Crossfire Hurricane and the Arctic Frost and all that was money in the government to counter Trump and the American people as if we were terrorists. So you're definitely hitting the nail on the head here. That's exactly what we're dealing with.
So how do we ask the people who are governing us now to get rid of that? I mean, let's be clear.
They've cut the funding. Even when Trump got in the first time, they still got it funded under other names. They've killed almost all the funding for it. They've had hearings about weaponization and said stop it. But I guess, you know, they actually should reinstate and update the Smith-Mundt Act. That's actually a great idea.
I think that we should be pushing for that. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, let's go to John in Missouri. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Alex Jones, for having me on. I just wanted to talk about the Ron DeSantis signing a bill in Israel basically for hate speech when it comes to anti-Semitism and how that's been used in his state. I don't know if you saw about last week, a lady was at her house and some investigators came to her house saying, hey, is this a Facebook post you made regarding the Jewish mayor? You know, I feel like that's something that is going to be a huge slippery slope that we're going to see with free speech regulation. And we definitely need to put a stop to that right now. I don't know if you saw that at all.
I 100% agree with you that the left worldwide is trying to ban speech. And then look at Australia, Muslims kill a bunch of people, and then they pass laws to take everybody's speech and guns and say the main threat's Christian right-wingers. It's preposterous. And, yeah, you do have a bunch of ADL groups and also similar groups in Europe that are saying that we want jail time if you even talk about Zionism. In fact, that's what the head of Meta censorship says. They said, oh, look, we've got the regulations changed where if you even criticize Zionism, we're going to ban you. Well, whether you're... Whatever you say, it should be your free speech. People shouldn't fear, you know, they've got their speech to counter it. So, there's definitely a big push through the different Jewish lobbies to censor. And, yeah, DeSantis in Florida does a lot of great work. But on the subject of speech, they have some very unconstitutional stuff going on. And it's very, very dangerous.
Yes, sir. And that's actually a huge reason why I'm running for Congress right now in my area. I'm just a normal blue-collar worker. It's not something I really want to do. But I feel like no one else around here is actually saying what's going on, saying the truth, and are really going to guard against this. And personally, my congressman, he actually takes AIPAC money. So I feel like we're really just a step away from him allowing something like this to happen or even signing the 20-year memorandum of understanding as well. And that's something else I don't want to be signed.
Well, you know where I stand on this, and I get attacked by the pro-Israel crowd and the anti-Israel crowd. I just call balls and strikes. Qatar is spending $5 billion a year on brainwashing Americans. And people go, oh, that's conspiracy. No, the government brags they do. Israel spends billions brainwashing us. China is the biggest. You got the leftist foundations. All of it's out of control. So people should be aware of all these different factions, and I don't think Israel should be involved in any of our domestic operations. I don't want to blow Israel up. I'm not an enemy of Israel. but I'm not over there in their business. And it's definitely true that the Israel lobby is trying to take control of MAGA and trying to pass censorship legislation. And as conservatives or populists, we should not support it. Thanks to the call. All right. But anytime I criticize China manipulating our politics, you're coming up for Israel. Or the UK trying to censor us, you're coming for Israel. Not you, the caller, but other people online, they literally only want to say one thing. It doesn't lessen exposing Israel's bad things to also look at other stuff going on. Okay? If a submarine fires five torpedoes at you, you've got to evade all five. Each torpedo is just as important as the other. Okay? But there's a tunnel vision. Because, you know, I take calls all day long. I'll get 10 calls on Israel. I won't get one on China, one on Qatar, one on the UK, one on the EU censorship. I mean, this is like, it's all going down. It's a free-for-all right now. I oppose all this foreign manipulation. Can't we just do that? All right, thank you. James in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you, and I just want to thank you and your crew for what you guys do every day. Thank God we have you guys.
Thank you.
I'll keep it quick.
Well, let's just be clear. Don't put the cart before the horse. Thank God for you supporting the broadcast. You're more important than I am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, my question is, why is President Trump not more vocal against Keir Starmer, at least in public? I get that the universe is burning down around us, but the UK is just destroyed, and they seem to be quite happy about it, and I don't really see Trump voicing against him.
Trump pulled $44 billion in U.S. investment a month ago out of there. Openly, he's used J.D. Vance, the vice president, as the main conduit to criticize Starmer and try to block that. I've actually seen Trump talk about it. So I think I'm glad you're bringing up the UK and its censorship through the EU or the US and how horrible it is. And Elon's all over it. Trump's got a lot going on, but I don't think that assessment's fair. Trump's actually putting a lot of heat on the UK and Starmer right now.
Well, I'll try to keep up, Alex. I must have missed that part, but I'm really, I've got family over there, and I'm, you know, very concerned about their situation.
Brother, I am. That's the model they want here. It's a semi, you know, literally 3 years in jail, criticize Islam. I know, brother, I hear you. And I'm not saying Trump should do more, but Trump has a tactic where he gets up at Davos and says, oh, I like you people, and then he totally devastates them. So that's kind of what he does, is good cop, bad cop. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Thank you. You can type in Trump pulls U.S. $44 billion investment in UK over Starmer censorship. I mean, I got articles in my stack today about it. I mean, he's doing it. And I'm not an apologist for Trump. I'll call balls and strikes, okay? And sometimes I'm not right. I mean, it's a full-time job keeping track of this. So I'm not putting you down for, you know, saying work should be done. I was just saying, why are we only talking about Israel? You brought up Starmer. Thank you. And again, it doesn't lessen being upset about Israel to know about the other factions. That's my frustration. Because I can assure you, in that clip yesterday by the head liberal rabbi in Europe saying, oh yeah, I'm funded by Saudi Arabia, and we're going to continue to open the borders to Islam. And I'm just like, there's different factions, folks. And everybody's like, oh, look at this Jew saying open the borders of Europe. Okay, yeah, sure, he's doing that. And he says, I'm on the payroll of Saudi Arabia to do it. He said that. I'm just like, this is crazy. I'm just saying there's a lot of weird factions going on here. And I spend all day trying to figure it out. I don't have it totally figured out. And then I see other people have no idea what's going on trying to, like, figure things out. I'm just like, listen, you need to just dial it back and look at the big picture. Billy in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call in and mainly talk about Trump at the WEF, but I know we're getting close to the commercial break, so I want to bring up something.
No, we got 8 minutes to break. Go ahead.
Okay, so just listening to Trump talk at the WEF was like a dream come true. And he's saying all the same stuff that you have been talking about, that you've wanted him to say. Everything is panning out, and it's really beautiful to see.
I agree. So we should be celebrating that. People say, oh, it's words only. No, the actions are behind almost all of it. And just repudiating them totally destroys them. I mean, no, this is historic. This is exciting.
I agree.
But you heard what Ludnick said and all of them, and Bessette. They said, listen, your system failed. We're going to even say it was bad. Your global system failed. It's over. We're going back to nation states. Because it's a fact. Globalism failed. It doesn't matter. Like, we've already won, folks. We have to now form the new systems. That makes sense? We have to be ready to govern. We have to be ready to lead now. Not be the underdogs that are not in power. We are in power. We're getting in power right now.
I agree. And one other thing is that I think you should bring back trivia. Last time you did trivia, you seemed to love it, and the crowd loved it too, and I think you should bring it back. And I have a perfect first question for you if you want it.
Yeah, I haven't done that in like 6-7 years. We used to like once a week do like an hour of calls with trivia questions, getting free T-shirts, supplements, you name it. It's a great promotional deal. It's great for, we should bring back trivia. You're right. Hey, guys, speaking of the devil, they did three parts, but the first one was the best. That Maverick Alexander Trump Jeopardy, the one where it talks about Michelle Obama, Atticus for arms, maybe one of the pants. I want to play that when we start the next segment. Sorry. Go ahead, Billy. What's your trivia?
Yeah, I think the first question should be, on Rex's birthday, what type of vehicle did he grab the steering wheel of and almost crash? That's a good one.
Are you talking about Trump?
No. On Rex's birthday, your son Rex, you said that he grabbed the steering wheel of a vehicle and almost crashed, if you remember that story.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Or you could say, your grandma, Billy Hammonds, got an affliction from what shot? That's a good one.
Well, you really are listening.
I pay attention, sir.
I'm kind of giving it away now. Rex was like 4 years old. I did it once then and like once a few months ago with my youngest daughter from my second marriage, who's 8. Rex is like 23 now. Rex is a great kid, totally well-behaved, but kind of giving away the question now, but we go on the duck adventure, this old World War II amphibious thing. They drive around town, get in the river, and the guy says, oh, kids, come drive it. Well, Rex slams the accelerator down and wouldn't, and the guy literally had to, like, slap him out of the way. That's a true story. So you haven't told that story in probably 10 years, man. You've been listening a while.
Yes, sir. I've been paying attention for about 10 years. That's right. And I really do pay attention. And there's one other very important thing that I don't want to, not be able to say before we get off of here, but,
go ahead and say it right now. Go ahead.
So I work outside. I'm in Brook Burnett, Texas right now. I run a pressure washing company, and obviously it's cold. And, man, I tell you what, whenever I take Nitric Boost, I am so much warmer. My fingers, my toes, everything is noticeable, and I do it every day. And it's a big, huge difference that I've never heard that talked about before, but it's real.
Thank you, brother. Well, I'll just do the plug right now. Nitric Boost is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, even though in the bankruptcy, everything else is basically sold out, because Ship Offers, the company in Denver that ships the products, just so happens to step up for us, their supplement company too, and say, we can clone that product, just have it in stock for you. We won't charge you until it sells. And so that's why Nitric Boost doesn't ever sell out. And the biggest thing men feel, even though it's for cardiovascular health and all the rest of it, is what happens when you wake up in the morning. That's how good it is for your whole body. So, yeah, Nitric Boost is really wild. It's good for women as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want something similar, it's a different formula, but does the same thing but in different ways. That's Ultimate Life Force discounted right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so let me do this right now since we're on the subject of plugging, because I need to fund the operation. I have told Bigly over and over again, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, you name it. I've told them, I've said, I want actual patches. And I came up with this idea because I had this old overhead shot. I had this old farm supply hat. It's got to be 40 years old. Don't remember where I got it. But out in East Texas working on the ranch. And it said, it's like a joke, like Outlaw Supply or something. And so from memory, I literally told them I wanted to say American Supply Company, established 1776. And I described the hat. And I showed them another hat that looked similar with the two Gadsden snakes. They literally nailed it. Now, I just love this hat. And I came in today. It's only like a month ago. I said, make this. I came in today. It's here. And it funds our operation. America Supply Company, established 1776. They literally nailed it. So I designed this hat. I think you're going to love it because I love it. And I found this old hat going through storage and stuff, cleaning stuff out. The one that wasn't, it looked like this, but different words, and wore it. And I got all this support. People, oh, we love that hat. It's pretty redneck, so. Well, they nailed it. They absolutely did it better than I thought they could. This is a hole-in-one. I am so excited about this hat. Also, until Sunday, every order, up to 45% off of the supplements right now on this big sale, Methylene Blue, you name it, you get a free InfoWars shirt. Free. And it just says InfoWars, kind of a Stranger Things font, established 1997. So whatever happens to us, you know, you help the operation. It's a great shirt. Very simple. Cool. So that's a big deal going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But the real reason you should support us is the products are amazing. The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Red, our own proprietary system that boosts Methylene Blue but does great by itself as well. It's back in stock, thealexjonesstore.com. And that funds us fighting the Democrat Party. I can spend all day with the stuff they're doing to us and all the attacks. I'm not going to bore you with it. Just know this. The reason I'm still on air is because of you supporting us. So from the bottom of my heart, all I want to do is stay in this fight. I mean, believe me, I can be sick, you name it, I still am in here on the air. Only thing I fear is not having enough will or health or strength to continue on. So I need your prayer. But I need your funding. And I'm telling you, if this ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. I mean, I knew when I came up with the idea of the Gulf of America shirt with the girl and the palm trees, classic look, it'd be a bestseller. It was. And I just knew. And I said, can you guys just please design it like I want? Because they do a great job. But, you know, I'll say, give me this. They kind of give me that. And some of their designs are better than mine. But, I mean, I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you. This is one hell of a, this is redneck royalty right here. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get your American Supply Company, 1776 now.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time. And we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a Beggin' right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And, well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself or your family and protect you. I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get is some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, mm-hmm. Then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission. Mm-hmm. I call it a Kaiser blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Mm-hmm. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy. What Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with, but limited edition, almost sold out. I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones